I'm a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Glad you're here. And we just talked to two of our favorite sponsors, Brian from Fen Valley. Thank you. And then Jim Shereen from Schmoes. Both very, very awesome purveyors of adult beverages. And the Grilling Guys have been partners with both of those firms pretty much since we started 15 years ago. And so it's just a testament to these businesses that they've made it through thick and thin. And we were just rode their coattails. So anyway, thanks to both of them.
Yeah, and, you know, honestly, as far as Schmoes, we have lost a lot of breweries in the state of Michigan over the last several years. Some notable ones, some good ones.
Right.
And or they've been bought up by conglomerates or whatever. But that market's not as oversaturated as it was.
Right.
But the distribution on going through the beer distributors, it's a racket.
Right. It's the system. You can't blame them. It's the way the system has evolved over 100 years.
It's the distributors. I blame them.
But you have to get your beer out somewhere. But to your point, there are several breweries now that don't do distribution and they only run their tap room because they figured it out.
That's right. That
it's more profitable and it's easier for them and they have a lot less hassle if they do it that way.
So let's hassle that grillingguys.com website on the recipes and look for something called a Mojo Chop. M-O-J-O.
And C-H-O-P, not Jop. This is not Jop's Mojo.
No, it definitely is not.
Yeah.
You need some 4 pork chops. Again, we're going with orange juice. And I'm telling you, I love using orange juice for a marinade. Lime juice, balsamic from Old World Olive Company, some black pepper, cumin, cayenne, garlic, oregano. And that's your marinade. And it's pork chops have a very lean center.
Yes, they do.
So if you want to cut
fats all on the outside, yeah, the meat is not marbled. You're right.
I would tell you to use that method I used to talk about all the time and still do once in a while, but where you cut your chops about an inch and a half and take your jacquard or a meat pounder or something and you beat the snot out of the center of that pork chop and then marinate it because you'll tear that connective tissue and all that lean meat up a little bit. Your marinade's going to penetrate like mad. So you could cut your marinade session down to, 2 hours instead of six.
And this is the pork loin, not the tenderloin, but the loin that's the size of a softball, and a pork chop has that rib bone on there.
Yep.
And if you can, you go to a great butcher like Sobey Meats, then they'll cut them at whatever thick. You got to, call them ahead. They got a case full of them that are already about an inch thick. But if you want them a little thicker, they'll certainly do it. You just give them a call ahead of time.
Give them about an air.
Yeah, and they'll cut them for you any way you want. But the thing is when you hit it with the meat hammer or you hit it with that jacquard, which is the little bed of nails thing. If you don't know what that is, look one up. It flattens it out a little bit, and it opens it up, and it absorbs the marinade. But when you cook it, it'll puff right back up. It'll come right back to the same shape. So you've got
presentation. I do the same thing.
Yep, beautiful presentation on the table when you're done grilling it.
And I puff up like that too.
Right, and Bob, what
just
do you
not
take?
Gonna bite on that?
No,
are you?
I'm not.
Okay,
I'm not.
So here's a great old thing that when we were newlyweds, my wife used to buy them from Stouffer's. Do you remember Welsh Rarebit? You could get them in the box. And it was a little tray of cheese that you baked. It was called Welsh Rarebit. And for some reason.
Not a rabbit.
No, yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah.
But like Thursday night, Cheers was on. That was our treat. She'd toast
up. You're dating yourself, dude.
Yes. She'd toast up some nice Italian bread or French bread and pop one of these Stouffer's Welsh Rarebits in the oven. It was in the freezer case. I don't even know if they still make it. But it's called Welsh Rarebit.
Google it.
Don't ever Google anything again. It's a psyop. So this stuff is so good. And I found a recipe years ago. So it's actually, we posted it in 21. But it's got butter, flour, Worcestershire, dry mustard, salt, black pepper, a cup of your favorite Michigan beer. So for a Welsh rare, but I'm going to use a lighter colored beer because I want that color of the cheese to be true. So maybe use like a Pilsner or something like that.
Yeah, I'd stay away from an IPA because that's going to overpower the flavor.
Good time to get rid of some of the junk your friends leave.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And then it's got a cup and a half of heavy cream and 4 cups of sharp cheddar, 4 egg yolks, and you just whip all that together and you bake it until it's just
about
bubbly.
So you probably would put it in a little bit thinner layer in a little bit wider pan.
Some kind of a little crock bowl or something like that.
Because you're gonna dip this the bread, the crustinis or whatever you do.
Yep.
Yeah, the bread in that.
It's so good. It's just a wonderful blend of, well, you can see with the mustard and the Worcestershire and the butter and cream in there, it just
rich.
Turns into a nice, cheesy.
Yeah, and a good glass of Fen Valley like Pinot Grigio with that would be, ooh yeah, daddy.
You could do that.
That'd be good. That'd be really good.
I'd probably do a Meritage.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd do red wine with that, but
okay. To each his own.
Yes, right. To each his
own.
When
in Rome.
Right.
What's that mean?
I don't know. You're seeing Romans. But anyway, those are on thegrillingguys.com, our website. And
you see the common thread here?
Yeah, right. I did. So I wanted to go back. We're approaching the holiday season. We're here at the end of October. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. I was over at Sobey Meats. I did a catering gig a week ago for the Home Builders Association, and I got all my meat over at Sobey's, obviously. And when I was there, he had his sign up for fresh turkeys. So I know at some point here in the next... Put your order in over at Sobey's for a fresh turkey.
And is there a difference?
100% there's a difference.
And do you brine it?
I do. And I've got I bought a brining bucket last year because I did the same thing. I mean, you can go get your butter ball. It's already brined, and that's the easy way out, and the stores are full of them. But guess what? You're going to pay a little more for a fresh turkey, but you know what? It's worth it.
Oh, man.
It's 100% worth it.
And his are all grown right in the region here.
Right. Yep.
They're local.
Right. And they've never been frozen.
You don't have to learn another language to cook it.
You know, you don't have to pull out all the, I forgot to pull out all the giblets, and then you cook it and you got that mess in there because it's all fresh and it's ready to go. And big proponent of fresh turkeys. Now, last year, and we'll cover this again, so I'm not going to, but I spatchcocked the turkey and did it on my Big Green Egg. Best turkey we've ever had. So we'll cover that in another show or two because we'll approach it Thanksgiving. We'll do a whole show, but a tip is get your order in like everything else, there's some scarcity. So just make sure that you get on the list and you get one.
So I dated myself with a Welsh rare, but I'll date myself even more now and go back to Ferris.
Okay.
I worked at remember the Best Western on the south end of town, the Country Inn, I think it was called?
Okay, yep.
I worked in the cocktail lounge there.
Okay.
And I was a poor student. I had no money.
Yeah.
So I learned to love olives and bar cheese.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Because I could get those out of the cooler.
It was free, yeah. Yeah.
Even ate the butterflies after a while. That's the thing with the orange and the cherry.
Yeah.
But this is a beer cheese on thegrillingguys.com, and it was posted December of 21. And it takes this is shredded extra sharp cheddar, a half pound of Colby. And the Colby is a big deal.
Shredded as well?
Yep.
Okay.
Some paprika, onion powder, roasted garlic cloves. A few dashes of Cholula, my girlfriend.
That's hot sauce.
2 teaspoons of Worcestershire and 6 ounces of beer, a blonde, and a half cup of gin.
Really?
Yes.
Half cup of gin.
I added that to a recipe I found online because that's what we did at the Country Inn. I think it was called Country Inn. I'm getting old.
Probably
I can't remember.
Changed names.
Oh, no,
ten
it's
times
apartments now. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but real swanky cocktail lounge for Big Rapids. So when the professors would go out or when the parents would come up to watch their hockey players, that's where they all went.
I see.
So I had to learn how to make a lot of really cool drinks.
Yeah.
But this bar cheese was just the best.
Wow, I'm going to have to give that a try.
You should.
I didn't even know that was
on
our website.
That. You can take it
Thank
home.
Thank you. I will take that home, and we'll report back next week on how that turned
there
out.
You go.
But anyway, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get down to Fen Valley. You won't regret that trip. He said he's open 11 to 5 this time of year. Perfectly get down there. You can try wines and buy wines and leave with wine, and it's amazing. Same thing with Schmoes over in Patterson. It's a tap room only. Don't go there to eat. Just go there to drink a couple beers and go about your day. Perfect on Saturdays when your wife's shopping, and you can slide over there and have a beer and then meet her back there.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for joining us. And as always, see ya.